Welcome back to the Broncast, a podcast all about the Ford Bronco. I'm your host, John Melton.
I'm Donnie Whiteman.
We are two Bronco enthusiasts who own Broncos, work on Broncos, and love talking about Broncos from Generation 1 all the way through Generation 6. Our sponsor for today's episode is Tom's Off-Road. Tom's Off-Road has every part that you need to fully restore a Ford Bronco.
In today's episode, we want to talk about the Ranger package on an early Bronco and what is a Ranger package.
Nice. Well, we're going to jump right into it and get this episode going.
For a lot of people, they would recognize a Ranger by the stripes that are on the truck. It runs across the bottom. It's white. And right now, all the aftermarket builders that are building like classic Ford Broncos and Velocity, they're putting these Ranger package stripes on the truck. Yeah. But it was actually a package that you could order from the dealer. I think they offered it from 1973 to 1977. It started out at like $405, and by 1977, it was a $634 option, which is, you know, like 15% of the cost of the truck. Because the trucks, I think in 66, a Bronco, a Roadster was like $2,400. But by the time 1977 rolled around, you know, there were V8s, automatics, disc brakes. They had roofs, carpet, all kinds of stuff. They were closing in on $5,000-$6,000.
What were other cars going for? Was that pretty typical?
No, actually, that's pretty high. So it would be almost double like the price of a Ford Falcon or a midsize car. So it's quite a bit more money, which is why they didn't sell as many as the Mustang. It was so much more money, but it was four-wheel drive. It was a utility vehicle. It did all kinds of things that a regular car couldn't do.
And the Ranger package was kind of like the cream of the crop. It was like, what would we call it today? Like
top of the line
King Country package on like a Ford F-150
King Ranch.
Yeah. King Ranch.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was completely loaded. It had the nice interior. It had all kinds of cool stuff in it though. It was not only a package, but it was more of a interior and graphics and chrome package. You didn't get like today, you didn't get a bigger engine. You didn't get different wheels and tires. Like,
yeah,
the package was more about features and, you know, plush features and looks.
Houndstooth. Like, yeah, that was a big one. That was the epic upgrade, was getting the houndstooth seats.
Yeah. You could get like houndstooth and this other really crazy cool interior in an Explorer, but that was it. Pretty much the houndstooth was limited to the Ranger package. But from the outside, to look at one, you would see the polished sport trim. So the sport would have the spear running down the side just above the door handle, or what we call the shoulder of the style line on the truck.
Yeah.
But this had the polished aluminum around the doors, around all the windows, front window, back window, side windows. I think only the Ranger got the chrome vent windows. But I mean, it was loaded. From the outside, that's the easiest way to identify the truck. But they also come standard with the swing away tire in the back. So it was pretty much optioned out on the outside. That's what you saw.
Yeah. You know, looking at, you've got the history of Ford's legendary 4x4 Bronco from our good friend Todd Zerker. If you don't have that book, you should buy one. He was talking about the production numbers of the Ranger. And the Ranger ended up being like 20-25% each year. You know, I think between 3 and 5,073, I think it was like 5,600 Rangers were made of the 21,000 Broncos that were that came out. So it was pretty good numbers, pretty good odds that you're going to find yourself in a Ranger at some point down the road. But it's interesting that is the, we don't talk about the Ranger that much, or we don't talk about the sport trim, you know, like those things that much, because we've gotten so far away from that mattering as much, because it's like, well, the vendors just sell every part that you want. So if you want chrome, you know, then you can buy it. If you want, you know, the sport trim, then you can buy it. If you want the Ranger stripes, you can buy it. If you want the houndstooth, you can't buy it. But you know, it's like, it's interesting that we don't really talk about a Ranger that much, but it really is the highest class of a stock, you know, if we're talking about stock original Bronco, like that is, it's one of the, it's the highest package.
Yeah, and you know what's cool is I think you're going to see all this stuff coming out where you could maybe even order the whole package, you know, so you can convert your truck to a Ranger, because it would have been the coolest one you could have bought. And ironically, if you look at Broncos that are for sale, that are stock or restored to stock, the Rangers sell for the most money.
Yeah.
They sell for like 25, 30% more. So, you know, we're not talking resto mod trucks here. So
no.
These really nice restored or original trucks go for $40,000 to $100,000. This is going to be in the $80,000-$90,000 range.
And a little history on the Ranger package. It was actually introduced in 1973 and ran until 1977. But there have been a handful of Rangers that people have on 1972s. So it's interesting, like Ford, you know, starts kind of dripping it out. But I'm sure it was one of those, like at the end of the year, you know, it's like, oh yeah, that's a 72 because it was made in 72, but
yeah,
it was a 70, you know, like that kind of blurred line there. But yeah, so really it's 73 to 77 was the key years that that you really began.
Yeah, it wasn't officially released until 73, but I think the dealers knew it was coming. It's like, well, you can order it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I talked to our buddy, Jimmy Golden, the Bronco guru, and said, what else do you know about the Ranger? Because I know he has two of them.
So, oh.
And he said, yeah, you could order the decal delete, the stripe delete, as an option if you wanted a Ranger without the stripe, you could get it.
Interesting.
And he said he's seen a few of those running around. So we were just talking about that. And I said, well, how do you identify, like, how do you find out if your Ranger is really a Ranger or if your truck that used to be a Ranger no longer has its interior? And he says, yeah, on the ID or what's called the trim tag or the warranty plate, there is a trim code on it and it will say. But then we always talk about you can go to Marty Auto,
yeah,
and they'll give you the reproduction bill of sale, the build sheet you can get from them. You can get another VIN tag that gets riveted onto the glove box. So I always tell everyone when they get a Bronco for the first time, go get all that stuff for your truck,
yep,
so you know what it had. And people find out that it was a totally different color than,
yeah,
what it is now.
Yeah. I wonder if a lot of people actually know whether or not they have a Ranger. I know I have a Sport, like that, you know, I know that. I don't know how, but I do. But yeah, I wonder how many people actually know if they have a Ranger or not. Because yeah, like you said, like everything could have been changed and it could have been repainted. It could have been all the chrome could have been taken off. Do you know whether you had a Ranger package or not? I mean, there was more than just on the outside too, right? It was on the inside as well to identify it.
It was the only truck that had what they call color-keyed interior, where the door panels and the houndstooth matched the carpeting, and it was all color-keyed to the outside paint color.
Wow.
So we actually have one in the warehouse over here that we're working on, and it's this really pretty light metallic brown. I mean, it's like milk chocolate, but it's metallic. And the whole interior is the tan, kind of a caramel. But the dash pad's actually this butterscotch color.
Oh,
and
wow.
So are the armrests for the doors. And so is the backseat armrest. But then it has the houndstooth center panels in the seat, what you sit on in your back, and then also on the rear seat. What's funny is I said the standard on the outside was you got the swing away tire, whether you wanted it or not. Well, on the inside, you got the back seat, whether you wanted it or not. It was fully loaded, dressed, but the carpeting not only covered the entire floor and was also that butterscotch color, if it was color keyed,
yeah,
it went over the rear wheel tubs in the back too.
Wow.
Yeah. It's super nice.
That's cool. I mean, they came with power steering, came with automatics, Dana 44, and obviously nothing really had disc brakes until 76, but it was the best package for a Bronco.
What's funny is usually all that interior is gone. You know, the fabric tore and you put other seats in, the door panels curl up and warp because there was sort of this particle board. It was the only vehicle that got panels in the rear bed sides, which are really cool. And those are always gone. So
yeah,
if you don't have any of the interior left in your truck, how would you know? But when you go to the metal rear tubs, there'll be these angled pieces of metal that are like 6-8 inches long.
Yeah.
And they're actually spot welded onto the tub. You'd be like, what are those for? Well, that's what kept the panels from pushing in at the bottom.
Yep.
So
I've seen those.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
You know, we're going to make some of those out of like neodymium magnets so that they can mount. You don't have to drill holes or spot weld onto your painted truck and reproduce those panels because they look really good in the truck. Yeah. Really dresses them up.
Well, we got one, like Donnie said, we have one over in the shop. So let's go over there and take a look at it.
Yeah, we'll look at all the stuff. It has everything.
So, John, this is the truck I was telling you about that we had over here in the warehouse that we're doing a little work to. It's a full original Ranger package. It's been repainted and restriped, but it's a Ranger.
Yeah, you can tell the Ranger stripes, very iconic. And is this what you're talking about? It's been repainted like that?
Yeah, so someone, you know, did their a representation of the Ranger stripes. These would normally be just a little bit thinner right here as a full Ranger package. You know, it starts off with the graphics package, which you could opt to delete.
Okay,
yeah. But some of the things you couldn't do an option to delete.
Yeah.
So you got the spare tire carrier or the swing away tire and the rear seat, whether you want it or not.
Gotcha. One of the things with the Ranger package that we were talking about is it has the sport trim, but this one actually doesn't have all the sport trim. So it does have the chrome molding around the windows, and then it should have a piece of chrome that runs
the spear,
along,
the sport spear trim.
That runs kind of right along this little shoulder, but this one doesn't. So that was an option too, right? Like they could get it with or without.
I don't know if they could delete that or not. That'd be a Jimmy Golding question.
Yeah,
but
Jimmy.
For sure, someone has probably removed this. All the chrome or the polished trim they call bright work because lots of the stuff around the window is actually polished aluminum. The mirrors are chrome, the bumpers are chrome, door handles are chrome. But a thing about a Ranger that's really cool is right here is this vent glass is actually chrome.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of them, they're not.
So. That's super cool. And then obviously it's got the hubcaps, which that was a Ranger thing. You could get the hubcaps. That's the like classic Bronco hubcap.
But I love that they did color-keyed paint schemes. So if you got the avocado green on the outside or the brown or the orange, whatever Ranger package you got, your interior was a spinoff of that. So it would either be brown or a blue houndstooth or an orange houndstooth or even red. That one's really cool too.
That's super cool. All right, let's look at this tire carrier.
A really cool thing about these is that they came with a spare tire carrier. Now this one actually says Ford Bronco. The original ones would have been white with color match piping and said Bronco Ranger with the Bucking Bronco logo. And this is how it works. You got a little lever back here, swings away. And good and bad about these things, bad thing is that all the weight is on your taillight panel and over time it literally will pull that away from your body and open up your tailgate gap. But this is a really cool factory feature.
Man, so inside this thing it just screams Ranger. I mean, like when you sit in it, it is obviously Ranger. You got Ranger on the glove box door and then the houndstooth. Like that is, you know, when I think of a Ranger package, that's the first thing I think of. The stripes, yes, but definitely the houndstooth.
And it's usually the color of the truck on the outside, color key matched, and then black houndstooth. So it's either red and black, blue and black, brown and black in this case, or caramel. This is really more caramel.
Or avocado, if you would have chosen the green. Yeah, I mean, even, you know, you got the dash pad that's color matched to the armrests, and the door inserts have the houndstooth that are color matched to the seat. You got one color scheme, and that was like the entire Bronco was in that color. Carpet, you know, and even the wheel well inserts in the back. Have the houndstooth and have the material.
What's cool is also on the Ranger package, it was the only one that had the wood grain around the roll-up door window handles on the door panels. And then they carried that chrome that's inside that door panel through the back rear bed panel side cover. So the rear of this truck is as nice and finished as the front. Fully carpeted, even the wheel tubs are carpeted.
Even the back tailgate has carpet on it. I mean, that's pretty, that is the high class of the Bronco for sure. Like having this Ranger package, you were a baller.
I mean, that's 10% more. Think about the price of a car today and adding 10%.
Yeah.
for interior.
Not dealer markup. Yeah.
You didn't get it otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. And then, you know, just normal stuff like the visors and the windshield wiper cover. But was it an option to get the, what is this? The
headliner.
Headliner. Was that an option or was it?
This thing was loaded. Yeah. So this one's been taken out up here, but it's in the back.
Yeah. That is a cool upgrade, the headliner. I should definitely do that on my Bronco.
It is cool that you can see the stripe on the front of the hood and you can actually see the chrome around the window, which is really nice. And it's just chrome everywhere with the two tones and key color matched interior. I love it. I'd want one in every color.
Yeah.
Except for maybe that banana. One last thing the Ranger had was a silver Argent grill instead of the white or the color match. And it also had chrome all the way around the grill and the headlights, big rectangle.
Yeah, super cool. So yeah, I mean, it's just kind of cool to see what a Ranger is, what a Ford Bronco Ranger is. And here's your homework. If you don't know what package that you have, go home and figure it out. Try to find out what trim package that you had. I know that I had the Sport, so I had a lot of the features. I had the silver Argent grill, and I've got the Sport chrome what was it? Brightwork, not chrome. It's not all chrome, but yeah, you know, so it's cool. Like, being able to kind of know what the trim levels were, what the trim packages were. But this is a Ranger. And now when you're just driving around or you're at Super Celebration, you see someone, you can be like, hey, you got a Ranger there?
Nice Ranger.
Nice Ranger. Nice Ranger package. So there you go. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.